The top stories. Festivities marking the 42nd anniversary of President Paul Biya's accession to power on November the 6th made waves across the country amidst calls for all to continue striving for peace and stability. Out of Cameroon, U.S. elected President Donald Trump is getting set to appoint a new team after Kamala Harris vows a peaceful transition. Those were our top stories. Now the news in full. The 42nd anniversary of President Paul Biya's leadership that took place nationwide was crowned by a grand gala night at the Yaoundé Conference Center. It was marked by various interludes and performances by artists from the four cultural zones of Cameroon, including the premiere screening of the documentary on President Paul Biya's achievement titled Un Grand Bâtisseur pour un Cameroun Uni, Fort et Résilient. The event was chaired by the Secretary General of the Central Committee of the CPDM, Jean Kwete, and attended by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph John Gute, and a host of dignitaries. In the meantime, CPDM supporters and sympathizers of the Villa 1 and 2 sections in the South Region pledged to give their national president a 100% victory in the forthcoming presidential elections. Celebrations marking the 42nd anniversary of President Paul Biya's accession to power were chaired by the head of the Permanent Divisional Delegation of the Central Committee of the CPDM for the Villa, Minister Minette Libom Lilikeng. Ethel Edimo Lifitambela reports.
Fanfare CPDM cohorts of the Mvila 1 and 2 sections and sat present to celebrate their national hero who has been at the head of the country for 42 successful years. In one voice, the sections magnified the achievements recorded this far thanks to President Paul Biya with regards to economic prosperity, social cohesion, as well as the peace and stability enjoyed by all Cameroonians. According to the head of the Permanent Divisional Delegation of the Central Committee for the Mvila, Minette Libom Lilikeng, and the two section presidents of the Mvila 1 and 2 sections, Dr. Daniel Ejo and Gervais Eric Ndo, President Paul Biya still has a lot to offer Cameroonians.
All the militants are all mobilized behind our leader to go on for the next election.
We are ready to accompany the head of state. We promise to give 100% of our voice.
Both ceremonies ended with a motion of support addressed to the hero of November 6, 1982, and the cutting of the anniversary cakes crowned the celebrations. Ethel Edimo Lifitambela, CRTV News, Ebolova.
Back in the Center Region, followers of the CPDM in the Nyong and Seoul West section of the Center Region have reiterated their support for the vision of President Paul Biya and the values of the party he heads. They renewed the commitment in Gomenzap yesterday, where they converged to commemorate the 42 years of President Paul Biya's accession to power. George Wan was there.
In songs and dance, supporters of the CPDM party in the Nyong and Seoul West section showered praises on the party's national president, Paul Biya, recounting the several achievements of the New Deal government in the area. Through the voices of the mayor of Ngomenzap, Le Regine Chungi, and the section president, Maître Noir Esombagi Angelbert, they cited, amongst other projects, the tarring of the National Road No. 22, rural electrification, construction of schools, health centers, and other socio-economic infrastructure, while acknowledging that there have been some challenges in efforts to improve the living conditions of the population. They reassured that the party will not relent until all production basins in the area are fully disenclaved. The message of the Secretary General of the party was conveyed to grassroots supporters in Gomenzap by the envoy of the Central Committee, Honorable Atangana Helen, warning them that evolving in dispersed ranks will deprive the CPDM of the numerical strength needed for it to remain the leading political party in Cameroon. The event also featured a church service for peace and national unity and was crowned by a motion of support to President Paul Biya to stand as their candidate in the 2025 presidential election.
George Mwam reporting. Away from the CPDM, the President of the Republic has instructed administrative authorities to intensify the search of for victims trapped in the rubble following the landslide which occurred in the morning of Tuesday, November the 5th, in the locality of Chang. According to a news release issued by the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Antanganji, the head of state has also charged the government to secure the site, which remains a danger. He is urging the local population and users of the Sancho Chang Road to strictly respect the measures taken by the governor of the West Region. Paul Antanganji further reiterates that only the rescue teams are permitted to access the site. The President of the Republic of Cameroon has extended a heartfelt congratulatory message to the re-elected President of the United States of America, Donald Trump. In a news release, the head of state hailed the confidence placed in the leadership of the U.S. President by the American people. While wishing him success in his new term, President Paul Biya expressed enthusiasm to continue strengthening the long-lasting relations between Cameroon and the United States. Donald Trump is preparing to select his top team ahead of his return to the White House after Kamala Harris vowed a peaceful transfer of power. In her first speech since losing the election, Kamala Harris told supporters that it is for the benefit of all. Trump carved out a decisive victory as he won 5 of the 7 battleground states as he is ahead in the final 2 yet to declare. Meanwhile, Republicans have retaken control of the U.S. Senate. They also lead the contest to control the House of Representatives, which could take days for a final result. We talk sports now. Kaji Sport Academy Basketball Club, who are already qualified for the semi-final of the ongoing Elite 16 Division West qualifiers for the 2025 Basketball Africa League, will today battle with Al Ahly Tripoli of Libya for the top spot of Pool B in the qualifiers in Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire. The winner of the match will play the second best team in Pool A for a ticket for the final, which will also secure them a place in the 2025 Basketball Africa League. The third ticket to Bâle in the qualifiers will go to the bronze medalist. Before we go, a reminder of our top stories. Festivities marking the 42nd anniversary of President Paul Biya's accession to power on November the 5th made waves across the country amidst calls for all to continue striving for peace and stability. Out of the country, U.S.-elected President Donald Trump is getting set to appoint a new team after Kamala Harris vows a peaceful transition. And that was the 6:30 a.m. news presented by Kelly Eben. Thanking you for listening. Le Matinée de la CIAC TV continues in a moment.